In his memoir, Boston Boy, writer Nat Hentoff recalls when he was 12, he decided to shock his family and neighbors by eating a salami sandwich on the front porch of his house on Yom Kippur. Since then, Hentoff's made a career of challenging conventions. His new book, Free Speech for Me, But Not for Thee, explores one of his favorite subjects, censorship, from the political right and the left. Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Forget what you've heard about the Maytag repairman. Nat Hentoff is actually the loneliest man in town. In an essay entitled Pro-Choice Bigots, published this week in the New Republic, Hentoff recalls how, 10 years ago, when he first declared himself a pro-lifer, three women editors at the Village Voice stopped speaking to him. But because Hentoff also happens to be a Jewish, atheist, civil libertarian, left-wing pro-lifer, he wasn't exactly welcome at anti-abortion rallies organized by the religious right. Hentoff has long been a fierce opponent of those pressure groups who want to ban objectionable books like Huckleberry Finn, The Merchant of Venice, and Catch-22. But he's also defended the right of students not to read books that they find offensive on religious and moral grounds. For daring to speak out against the 1982 Israeli invasion of Lebanon, Hentoff says he got himself excommunicated from the body of the Jewish people. However, he's also been denounced by members of the Nation of Islam for calling Minister Louis Farrakhan an anti-Semite. I've been a fan of Hentoff the Heretic for a long time, and even though I don't agree with him on choice, I know that anything he has to say on the First Amendment is worth reading. Free Speech for Me, But Not for Thee is an enlightening and dramatic book. Hentoff didn't just research these cases of censorship on college campuses and at newspapers, comedy clubs, and museums. He was often present at the scene as a reporter and sometimes even a defendant. Hentoff's book is very scary, especially for those of us who think of ourselves as open-minded liberal types. As Hentoff says, it's always a mistake to believe that the only serious danger to the Bill of Rights comes from the likes of Jesse Helms, Strom Thurmond, the Reverend Donald Wildman, or the Supreme Court. Some of the most startling cases Hentoff discusses here concern the well-intentioned attempts of colleges and universities to enforce speech codes. In 1986, Hentoff became an advocate for a Yale undergrad who'd been placed on probation for distributing flyers that parodied gay and lesbian awareness days. Yale eventually reversed its decision to punish the student, but Hentoff marvels at the irony of having a speech code at Yale, a university that, in its illustrious past, hosted both the Black Panthers and Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Hentoff damns speech codes by citing the words of a Holocaust survivor who insists that the only way to deal with bad speech is with more speech, with better speech, with repudiation and contempt. Hentoff hasn't quite persuaded me that the forces of political correctness are as powerful as he makes them out to be, but this wouldn't be a Hentoff book if it didn't stir up some controversy. Free Speech for Me, But Not for Thee probably won't win iconoclastic Nat Hentoff many more friends, but it's guaranteed to swell the ranks of his admiring readers who choose to respectfully disagree.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.